Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Christians must obey the laws of man if they do not contradict the laws of God. That's the headline. Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, will come to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Sam, you and your team, what are you recommending to these pastors as it relates to their services or how they should continue to minister in their churches?
Jimmy, we're first of all saying that this is when the understanding of a biblical worldview and talking in preaching about the Bible in times of prosperity and peace actually becomes a very practical application once we move into a time where we now have government actually passing regulations, laws, varying degrees of levels of civil authority that limit the gathering together of churches. Pastors across the country are struggling with that as services are having to be redirected because civil government says, we don't want 50 or more people together or 100 or more. Now, in many cases, 10 or more. Where can we go and find the bottom line biblical principles? And for us, that takes us back. How has God set up society where you have the family, you have civil government authority, and you have church authority, three institutions? And we are to submit ourselves to the civil authorities. And we do that as long as and up until the point that civil authority crosses the line and tries to confront what God has said for us to do. And that's always been the principle through time. So if government says, because of the need of being concerned for the lives of people, we are asking everyone not to for a temporary period of time, that's a key, stay away from each other, then in fact, that being a law of civil government, that the church in fact ought to try and observe that. So observe the laws of government to the extent that they do not cross or contradict the laws of God.
Sam Rohr, the host of the Stand in the Gap Today radio and television programs, explaining how Christians must obey the laws of man as long as these laws do not contradict the laws of God. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Sam, in consultation with many pastors across America, came up with some very practical suggestions for pastors in light of the coronavirus crisis and what churches need to be doing during these troublesome times. This crisis can also be used to remind all lost people, those without Jesus Christ as their Savior, to consider Jesus as their hope for today. What we see happening today is the prophetic scenario for tomorrow in the tribulation period. All of us must prepare today for tomorrow. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...